Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. Well, if anyone's interested, I've lost a 15-sided nut off my vacuum cleaner. I can't get a replacement, but funnily enough, there's a little 15-sided nut on this microphone, which will do nicely. So Robin and Robin's little spanner are nicking that one right now. Shouldn't take me very long, actually, just to get it.
And next time, keep your horrible little spanner to your horrible little self, clever Dick.
Oh, well, getting back to the announcing, Sub-Lieutenant Phillips hasn't taken a 15-sided nut, but at Captain Povey's outer office, he's taken something for granted. He's assumed that the girl there is Wren Chasen, and it's not.
Hello, darling.
There's nobody about,
so let's have a quick plonker.
Well, if you insist.
Not bad. Now, do you mind telling me who you are?
What?
Well, don't be ridiculous, Heather. You know perfectly well
what's happened? Where's Heather?
She had to go for an interview this morning, so I'm taking her place until lunchtime.
Are you really? How jolly clever of you.
I bet you're coping absolutely splendidly.
Not bad. So far, the Admiral's run Captain Povey 4 times, and I've accidentally cut them off every time. The PNC called, and I've squashed his hat in the filing cabinet drawer. And when I took Captain Povey's coffee in, I stumbled over his briefcase and tipped the lot onto a top-secret file.
Well, none of us are perfect. Now, as we're on plonker terms, perhaps I ought to introduce myself. I'm Sub-Lieutenant Phillips from Troutbridge. I knew you'd be, oh. What do you mean, oh? Have you heard of me?
At the Wren's quarters, you're known as Old Octopus Paws.
Octopus Paws? Who talked? It's a lie. I've never, not for a long time. Who are you?
I'm called Amanda.
Amanda? I say. What a pretty name. Oh, yes, I like that. Amanda. Yes, I like that very much. What's your other name?
Murray.
Pardon?
Murray.
Murray. I don't think I like that so much.
Just a minute. If you're from Troutbridge, you must know my uncle, Stephen. Don't you think he's sweet?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have said sweet, exactly. Can be a bit sticky, but, sweet. Well, Amanda, there's one other little thing I was going to ask you, as a matter of fact.
36, 21, 36.
Oh, thanks very much. Well, somebody has been talking. Well, it's not good enough. I'll find out who's behind this, or my name's not Octopus Paws. Now, don't interrupt. Don't let me interrupt you if you're busy.
Well, I have got these letters to finish typing.
Well, of course. You carry on, then. I'll just sit down here on this little chair beside you, and I'll wait.
Wait? Wait for what?
I don't know, but I'll think of something. Do you mind if I bring my chair a little bit closer to your chair? I think I'm in a draft, you see.
What do you think you're doing?
Snogging.
I never heard of such a thing.
Oh, come on, but of course you have. They don't call me Octopus Paws for nothing. Hello, Heather, you're late.
All right, Amanda, I'll take over now. You'll be going back to your office, I suppose. Oh, I think I'll have lunch first.
What a good idea. I'll come with you.
No, you won't. Down, Octopus Paws, down.
Be seeing you, Heather.
Right, love, and thanks for holding the fort. Now then, Mr. Phillips, I want a word with you. Leslie? Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, come back here at once.
I was just showing Amanda the way, darling.
Then don't, darling.
She wants her din-din.
Leslie?
Oh, lovely. Come in.
And about time, too. Now, I just
Hey,
no.
What the blazes is all this row?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Captain Purvis. I was just talking to my fiancé. He's gone off with a wren who was here this morning.
Really? Well, judging by what she did to the Admiral's phone calls, the CNC's hat, and my coffee, I'd say they were ideally suited. We'll be very happy together.
Happy together?
Oh. Oh,
No, there's no need, Jason, please, I was only, pull yourself together, slow for Toby, there, they're probably miles away by now. Supposing someone was to come in.
Oh, my
darling, what did you... Lummy. Captain Povey. What have you said to her? How dare you? I demand to know what you said to this poor, defenseless little waterworks here.
Lieutenant Phillips, kind of remember it was you and that other wren who started...
There. Now, all better now, darling. Octopus Paws is here.
Please, I'm going across the
South
Beach. I'll see you there shortly.
It's all right now, darling. The nasty man is gone. Now, what did he say?
Well, he said that... He said that...
Yes.
You and Amanda...
Yes.
You and...
Yes.
You would be very happy together.
Well, we weren't doing too badly. I mean...
The very idea I had... I hardly noticed her, darling.
Me take
Amanda to lunch? Oh, ridiculous, darling. As if I would.
Yes, you. You don't hurry up. You'll never get a table.
No. Well, that does it. Of all the two times.
Now, Heather, I can explain.
I'm not interested. Pass me that inkwell.
Yes, certainly. What for?
I want to throw it at you.
What?
Now, stand still while I aim.
No, don't. I don't want to be permanently blue-black. No, put it down. Help. I'm off. I'm going to try to see what Captain Povey wants.
So you can see my position, number one. I'm a very worried man. Very worried.
Well, the situation seems to call for the quick brain, shrewd thinking, vast experience, and the dodgy old low cunning of C.P.O. Pertwee. He should be here in a minute.
Yeah, I should hope so. You sent for him ages ago.
Yeah, exactly, sir. When I send for him, it takes time. He has to race around the ship trying to discover if anyone knows what he's in the muck about this time. That'll be him. Come in.
C.P.O. Pertwee reporting, sir. And we give up.
Pardon?
Nobody knows what I'm in the muck about this time.
Oh,
mind you, I couldn't understand it. If I was in the biggest pile of dodgy doodah as this, why hadn't I shown a prophet somewhere?
Well, actually, it's Captain Povey who's in a pile of dodgy doodah, Chief, and we wanted your assistance. This is all strictly off the record, of course, Chief.
Perfect.
And I mean off the record. We don't want you blabbing this round the ship until, instead of being off the record, it's in the top 10.
Don't you worry, sir. I shall be completely discreet. And my cake hole will remain permanently shut.
I'm glad to hear it.
I wish you wouldn't do that.
I mean that.
What? I should have known. Yes, Captain Povey, sir, perhaps you better explain the situation.
Well, I don't know, number one.
Oh, go on, sir.
Well, I'm still not convinced this is a good idea. This is a very serious matter, and you'll probably only laugh like a drain.
Oh, no, sir, I won't. Go on, sir. Try. Tell Percy.
Oh, very well. Lieutenant Murray has suggested that through some of your relatives at Admiralty...
Yes, that's it.
Well, he felt that they might be able to,
Yes.
Well, pull a few strings.
Yes.
But so that in about a month's time, I don't get pensioned off.
Pension?
I told you. I knew he would.
Pertwee. Oh, I'm sorry, pardon, sir. Oh, a great calamity in India. An unforgivable and a tragic loss of a certainty. Oh, going to cast you off into the scrap heap of life when still in your prime is an act of flagrant folly. Unsurpassed in the history of this gallant little island, the Commonwealth will weep unashamedly when they learn that the mother country has treated one of her loyal sons of the crown with such dastardly indifference to the September of his past. Now you may laugh, but never in the field of human death.
Yes, all right, all right.
very touching, but the point is, can you do anything to help?
Well, how has this happened, sir? As a captain, you can't be due for a tournament yet, surely.
Yeah, that's the point, Chief. It's obviously an oversight at Admiralty, but for some reason, my promotion from commander has never been substantiated. I'm still only an acting captain.
Really? Oh, what a shame. What a shame, Commander. I mean, Captain Povey.
Yeah, that'll do. The point is that Captain Povey's birthday is coming up shortly, and unless his acting rank is confirmed, he'll have to retire.
Now, I know we may not always have been eye to eye in the past, but if one of your relatives in the service could arrange for my rank of captain to be confirmed, I should, of course, be most grateful in the future. Most grateful.
You mean that certain accidental mathematical errors in the account might from time to time escape your notice?
Oh, completely. Anyone can make a mistake.
Leave it to me, sir. I'm sure I can sort this out.
Really? Are you sure, Pertwee?
Positive, sir. Incidentally, sir, I've always wanted to know that at what age does a commander have to retire?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, now, come on, sir. Don't be shy, sir. How old will you be on your next...
That has nothing to do.
45?
No.
70.
You mind?
Let it go, Chief. Let it go. You'd better get weeding on those relatives of yours and see what they can do.
Oh, yes. And remember, not a word to anyone about this, Chief.
Certainly.
And number one, for heaven's sake, don't tell Sub-Lieutenant Phillips about it, either.
Oh, of course not, sir.
Mind you, sir, even if Mr. Phillips did ever find out about it, he wouldn't understand it.
No, that's true enough.
In any case, he's always the last person to hear about anything.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Hello, you chaps. Have you heard? Old Thunder Guts is getting the push.
Mr. Phillips.
It's true, honestly. It's all round the dockyard. Everybody's talking about what's the matter. Why, don't you believe me?
Yes, we believe you.
Oh, well, then there you are. Lovely to see you, sir. How's your pension? How soon do you go? I'd forgotten you were going to be here.
Yes, obviously. But then your mind has been another thing, hasn't
yes,
it, Mr. Phillips?
Yes,
in
yes.
My outer office, for instance.
Oh, dear. He spent all morning chatting up Heather again.
No, sir, not Heather. Amanda.
Who?
Amanda, one of the other wrens, an absolute corker. Honestly, sir, she is. Oh, you ought to see her, sir. She's got blonde hair, sir, and her eyes are the same sort of color as,
You were about to say?
Yes, I was. I don't think I'll bother now, though. Thanks all the same, Uncle.
Uncle, what's happened? What's he talking about? Who's Amanda? Where was that? Why is he, Uncle? Look, when did this happen? What have I missed? Who's in the muck now? What's been going on?
Nothing.
I'm glad to hear it. Right, Chief, that'll be all. Off you go and get started on that little job for Captain Pope. I wish to discuss with Mr. Phillips in private.
This way, Chief.
Yeah, no, hang on. Look, Pertwee don't know what this is all about.
And Pertwee's not going to... Soon. Take him away, will you, Captain Povey, sir?
With pleasure, number one.
Yeah, but can't I hear just a little bit more? Then I might be able to put two and two together.
Out. Come into my office, Pertwee. You can use my phone.
Oh, much obliged, sir. Look, don't you worry, sir. I'll soon clear up this regrettable catastrophe as well. I'll soon clear up this rebellion of the Gaddafi. I'll soon clear up this flipping mess for you, sir.
I hope you can.
You just leave it to me, sir. As soon as I've passed the word round my relatives, your promotion will be confirmed in no time, sir. No time at all. Oh, this will be it.
Then I'll leave you to it,
sir. All right. Hello?
Your call, please.
Lovely, I'd have bung it through. Hello?
Ebenezer Pertwee, yeah?
Hello, Nunchy. This is Johnsy.
Wrong number. Come on in.
No. Wait a minute. Hold it. Look, this is urgent. It's about Captain Povey's last promotion. His rank of captain was never confirmed.
So what?
Well, which one of the family would be the best one to get that confirmation bung through a bit sharply?
Oh, one of the Pertwees at Admiralty, I suppose.
I know that, but which one? You got the list saying which of us is where and what we can fiddle, haven't you?
Of course.
Well, check up and get one of the lads working on it, will you?
Fair enough. Leave it to me.
Hello? Records Office Admiralty here. Duty Officer Hezekiah Pertwee speaking.
This is Nunky. Here, can you do anything about getting an officer's rank substantiated?
No, not me, Nunky. I'm waiting to be court-martialed.
cousin Anastasia Pertwee might help.
Good. Get hold of her and tell her to run through confirmation of Captain Henry Povey's rank to Portsmouth, will you?
Yeah, fair enough. Leave it to me.
Right.
Hello, First Officer Anastasia Pertwee here. Who's that?
Cousin Hezekiah. Can you put through confirmation of rank for Henry Povey at Portsmouth, old girl?
Funny Christian name for a wren. What rank is she, section officer?
He's not a wren, she's a captain.
We only deal with wrens here. How about Grandpa Eustace Pertwee?
Get hold of the old fool, will you? This is urgent.
Fair enough. Leave it to me.
Lieutenant Commander Eustace Pertwee here. Who is it?
Hello, Grandpa, you old fool. This is Anastasia. As a Lieutenant Commander, can you get the rank of a Captain Povey at Portsmouth substantiated?
Are you kidding? Before I helped you last time, I was an admiral. Wait a bit, though. I think I know one of the family who might be able to help.
Well, curve it, Grandpa. It's urgent.
Fair enough. Leave it to me.
Hello, this is Lieutenant Commander Eustace Pertwee at Admiralty.
Hello, Grandpa, you old fool. This is Johnsy. What do you want?
Help. Can you get a Captain Povey?
Isn't it? Can you get... marvellous, isn't it? You great clown, I was the one who started this. What's the name of this game?
Well, it ain't Happy Families for a third. We're all exhausted trying to sort this one out.
Well, keep going for great sake.
Fair enough. Leave it to me.
Yes, but Heather, do try to look at it from my point of view. I mean, I don't want a scheming nit like Mr. Phillips in my family either.
I'm sorry, Stephen. I'm not interested in discussing the future of that, it will pardon the expression, gentleman.
Oh, now, be fair. I came over to your office to patch things up.
You came here to stop Octopus Paws whizzing about after Amanda.
But he's not whizzing about now, is he?
Probably. The usual attitude is that a bird in the hand is worth two if you can't get one behind the bush.
Now, this is ridiculous. You can't let a little thing like a misunderstanding turn the petals of the rose strewn path you've both been treading over the years into crumpled ashes. You should go forward together, hand in hand, to a bright new future, shared until the twilight of life creeps slowly over the hills of time.
Stephen, where did you get all that old dust?
Well, as you must know, I've been watching Compact.
I see. Well, that would account for it.
No. They have their problems, too, you know. There's Ken and Iris. Although what he can see in her, I don't know. Then there's David Rome, who I'd have thought was far too old for Mitch. Did she say she knows her own mind? Of course, Doug and Gussie are married now, but his mother may break things up. I'm very worried about that. I mean, why Celia can't make up her mind up about Mr. Bruce? Speak me.
Stephen.
I mean, she must know about his feelings towards her because he keeps telling her. He's so much louder than all the others. Unless she's got cloth ears, she must...
Stephen, I have got work to do.
What? Oh, sorry, partner. What were we talking about?
I'd rather not say.
Oh, yes, Mr. Phillips. Now, surely, you're not going to let a little thing like this come between you and Mr. Bruce.
Who?
Mr. Phillips. Now, are you? I mean, he may have his faults. Well, let's face it, he does have his fault. However, underneath it all, he's a lovable little... whatever it is.
Whatever it is that Mr. Phillips is underneath, it's not lovable. Whatever it is it?
I'm not sure. I need time to take that sentence to bits and find out what it meant.
Well, I know how you feel, Stephen, and you're terribly sweet.
Good grief, another of them. I'm not running an office, I'm running a marriage bureau.
Oh, Captain Povey, sir, I was just passing, so I thought I'd pop in and...
Did you? Well, next time you're just passing, try and make it after office hour.
Aye, sir.
Yes, I suppose there's no word from Pertwee's relatives about, you know what?
Not so far, sir.
Oh, dear. Yeah, another number one. Is Pertwee ready to put to sea?
Well... vaguely, sir.
Well, there's been some sort of mix-up somewhere, and you'll have to go across to the Isle of Wight to collect the Admiral.
When, sir?
Straight away. He's been dropping in on everybody down here just lately, and last night he went across to the island on the ferry. As a direct result of that trip, British Railways refused to ship him back.
Oh, dear. I take it he insisted on travelling over on the bridge.
Oh, worse than that. He insisted that as he was senior officer aboard, he should take command. Before they could get him off the bridge, the ferry was 40 miles out into the Atlantic. Well, it's a lovely night for it. No, leave it to us, sir. We'll get him back.
Oh, thank you.
Now then, with a magnetic reading of, which doesn't allow for a steady drift of the other two sides of the triangle, but compensates for the loss of volume as X does equal Y, and Y equals Z, then Y naught and enough Z. On the other hand, there is the common factor that it's rude to decimal point. So if I carry one, I'll have two, provided I don't take one away and leave one over. So, that settles it.
Settles what?
Well, I'm not sure, really. But let's hand down a bit, anyway.
Yes, stand down a bit, it's this.
So, head both.
Well, head both, it's this.
Bridge, number one here.
Engine room here, sir. Lieutenant Queeg speaking.
Yeah, what is it, Mr. Queeg?
Well, I'm facing a slightly embarrassing situation, you see. I mean, it's a fact that I'm the engineering officer. I mean, there's no denying that. So, naturally, I like to drop into the engine room from time to time, just to keep up appearances, you might say. One wouldn't want the laddie who looks after all the mechanical stuff or whatever it is down here to feel in any way neglected, sir. He's a frightfully bright lad, is Wally. I mean, he's keen. He's keen as all that, you know. Just at the moment, Wally's not here. Well, tell you the truth, he's hardly been here at all today. The onion soup last night proved to be a sight too powerful for the lad.
Wee, what's wrong?
I think the onion soup was a sight too... there's sort of bell thing rang down here a wee while back, sir. And I was wondering if it was anything important at all.
Mr. Queeg, that was the engine room telegraph signal ringing down.
Ah, I know. I thought that, sir. I did think that. Oh, that's what I thought, sir, yes. Only I had an idea. There was a dial thing somewhere that told us what sort of speed it was you wanted. Not that I'd touch any of these cogs and wheels and gadgets down here if I was paid. Come to think of it, I am paid, aren't I? No, but at least I could pass the message on to Willie when he gets back.
Lower head boat was the signal.
Ah, lower head boat. Ah, yes, sir, yes. Well, let's hope that means something to him. He shouldn't be too long now, so I will mention it to the lad as soon as he's got a minute. I'm most obliged, sir. You will give my respect to everyone up there, won't you, sir? Thank you.
Oh, really?
Let's hope Willie isn't too long before he gets back and gives us slow ahead boat. Because we're still on full ahead boat and Portsmouth is approaching fast.
Lummy.
It is. And if we sail in at this rate, we'll go clean through Portsmouth, up the main London road and dock in Chichester.
Ah, there. Provided we can find somewhere to park.
It's all right. We're slowing down. Willie must be back. Easy into the dock. Try to remember we have an admiral aboard.
Oh, Lummy, so we have. Here, if we have one of our usual bats about, Captain Povey won't be the only one who gets flung out.
Ah, that reminds me. What's all this about? What's old Thundergut being flung out for?
You see, he's still only an acting captain. And unless his rank is confirmed, he'll get pensioned off.
Good show.
No, it's not, sir. Look, no. If we can get his rank substantially permitted me fight for him, we've got him over the barrel.
All Percy's relatives at Admiralty have had a go.
As a direct result, two of them are under close arrest, three cop 2 days stoppage of pay, and Grandpa's been dismissed to service with they go minute.
Oh, nasty.
What's poor old Grandpa going to do now?
Change his name, nip round to the recruiting centre, swear blind is 18 and try to join up again, I expect.
If that fails, perhaps Grandpa and Captain Povey can have long chats together at the Labour Exchange.
Well, why don't you go to all that bother? I mean, we've got an admiral aboard. Why didn't we ask him to sort it out?
Tommy! I don't believe it.
What's the matter? What did I do?
Well, thought. That's what you did. You thought.
And, sir, you've never done that before.
I say, I am proud.
Right, as soon as we've docked, we'll tackle the admiral and let's hope he can do something.
Ah, hello, Provio man. Having a last look round the docks before the old axe falls on your napper? What?
Certainly not. The Commander Faithful, what are you doing in Portsmouth?
Oh, been buzzing about, checking up on security and all that jazz. Didn't bother with you because you won't be here much longer, will you?
Not at all. The Southridge has just brought back the admiral.
and as soon as he comes ashore, I shall ask him quietly and calmly to look into the matter when he can spare the time.
Here he comes, down the gangplank.
Oh, do get out of my way, some of you.
Mind my feet, can't you?
Excuse me, Admiral, sir. We wanted an urgent bit of chatting with you, sir. It's about Captain Povey, sir.
Yes, all right, leave this for him. Admiral, sir, you must stop a grave injustice. You can't allow them to throw a man in the prime of life like myself.
Yes,
really, Bottle. No. On the scratch heap. Oh, I said my eyes are clear, too. Look, look, look. All it needs is a word from you, and I'll be able to serve on for years and years. Mm. Have you noticed the posture? There's envy in everyone. Oh, I appeal to you, sir. Put the confirmation of my rank through at once, sir. You owe it to England, sir.
There'll always be an England. There'll be still a sea. And England.
Creeping Ivy's gone cuckoo. Yeah, what's he on about?
He's on about getting his rank substantially permitted me for it, sir. Look, we all reckon that if anyone could substantially permit me for anything, you were the one to substantially permit me for it, sir.
Well, of course I am. I'm an admiral. Look, what is going on? I dealt with all this yesterday.
What?
The Wren, who's your secretary, was having an interview next door, and I gave her the signal. You've been substantive permitting me fine. Didn't she tell you?
No, no, she didn't.
Oh, well, there she is. That's the one, Oscar.
I certainly will.
Oh, is this my car? Oh, well, it is now. Goodbye. I'm off.
Wren, Jason, I want a word with you.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. I just remembered about a signal the Admiral gave me yesterday.
Hello, Heather.
Your promotion is confirmed, sir.
Hello, Heather.
It completely slipped my memory when I caught octopus paws with Amanda.
Hello, Heather.
Get lost.
Certainly. Well, I'll just stick. Heather, it was all Amanda's fault. She encouraged me, and I enjoyed it. No, I mean,
this is a big moment. Captain Povey substantially permitting me.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Next up, Rear Admiral. Then Vice Admiral Povey. Admiral Povey. First, Sea Lord Povey.